Mention what's going on at Playmakers. It's a good time to be a theater fan in the Chapel Hill Carrboro area because this is also the weekend that Carrboro High School does its fall play. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, October 24th through 26th. Shows on Thursday and Saturday are at 7:30. Show on Friday is at 6 p.m. ahead of the high school football game, which is on the other side of the wall that evening. But the play is one that I'm super excited about because it is based on my favorite movie of all time. It's the 1985 comedy classic Clue. If you have seen it before, you know exactly what you're in for. If you haven't seen it, you know what? Just don't. Come to the show and experience it for the first time. You won't regret it. We're joined in the studio by three special guests, two cast members, and the director of the show, Brett Stegall, joining us as well. We also have Anna Burgess, who's playing Mrs. Peacock in the show, and Riley Simatami, who's playing Colonel Mustard. Anna, Riley, Brett, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So tell us about the show. I did not know that there was a stage version of this. It's got to be a ton of fun to do.
Yeah, it's been super fun. It's like this really like fast-paced, ridiculous comedy. I think it's going to be really fun for the audience to see it, but I know that like we have a lot of fun on stage doing it too.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
It is a super fast-paced show. How do you manage to make that happen on stage? You're running up and down stairs, I assume. Yeah.
I mean, just kind of like practice and just muscle memory. And just, I mean, we've done it so many times that it's kind of like ingrained in my head. Like, I pretty much know, like, I feel like I know every line from the show now.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
Like, you have to like stay on your toes.
How close is it to the movie? Is it pretty much the same? A lot of differences?
It's almost exactly like the movie. It's almost line for line. I know we had a lot of us cast members and crew members, and we just recently watched the movie. It was showing at what's it called? A Silver Spot over right here.
Oh yeah.
And so it was funny to walk out after the movie and see like, oh, those were our lines exactly, word for word.
Yeah. Awesome. Speaking with Riley Simatami and Anna Burgess. So tell us about your characters. Riley, you're Colonel Mustard. Who is he?
So he is a very, let's just say he takes a little bit to understand situations. He doesn't pick up as quickly. He's a very pompous, puffy army general.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely thinks, he doesn't really understand what's going on as much as he'd like to.
Yeah. A little bit more dim-witted than he thinks he is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, how about Mrs. Peacock?
Mrs. Peacock is kind of crazy. She's like this baddie.
Is there anyone in the show who's not kind of crazy?
That's true. That's 100% true. She's like this baddie, neurotic senator's wife, and I feel like she kind of tries to put up this front that like everything is fine, but she's like definitely got some secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Well as the other characters in the show do.
Who else is in the cast?
Like names?
Yeah.
Let's see. Miss Scarlet is played by Ariana Gabier.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. White is played by Rosie Cassidy. Yvette is Kat Fields. Wadsworth is Jack Knowles. Mr. Green is Emerson Mack. And Professor Plum is Nick Moda. And then, of course, there's the cop, there's the motorist.
Right.
The singing telegram girl.
It's kind of a cast that you can expand, and that's what we've chosen to do. A lot of our ensemble characters will play ushers and agents, and it's a big community event for sure.
Nice. So Clue is famous, among other things, for having the three different endings. Do you do the three different endings? Is it a different ending every night? How are you doing it?
I will say this is my one thing I wish that they had not changed. There is one ending.
Okay.
And you'll have to come to see it to see
all
which
right.
one it is. But I do love the three ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the same ending every night, or are you doing...
There
are three shows.
It is.
So,
if you come see Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, it'll be the same ending.
Gotcha. Is it one of the endings from the movie?
Possibly.
Or possibly. Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Awesome. Perhaps. So what else should people know about this show? How has it been to work with the other cast members and crew members and put this classic movie on the stage?
I just think overall it's been really fun. Like, we always kind of each year, like with each new cast, we kind of build this like new little family.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's really cool because there's so many people like in the theater company at our school, but like, you know, you get to know these individuals a lot more than you usually would, because you're all kind of, you know, you're spending so much time together and you're part of like putting this big production together. But it's been super cool to see it all come together and to see like all the technical elements come together. Like, it's absolutely amazing. Like, it's super like visually like engaging as well as like really funny.
Awesome. And Riley?
I would say, Riley, if you want to talk about the different tech elements maybe that we're doing.
Oh, yeah. I think, okay, so compared to years past, even though I haven't been here for too long, it is a very, they stepped up really heavily on the tech elements. We have, like, automated tracks to move set pieces around.
Right.
There's two rotating platforms that are two rooms for each of the half of the platforms. It's really automated and advanced. I've never seen in any other high school theater or a lot of other theaters. It's really cool. It's also been really hard to put together. It's a lot of hard work, but it's definitely worth it to see it all come together. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, what can you tell us about the set? Because the set is a character unto itself, and it's complicated. There's 9 rooms, there's hallways, there's an upstairs and a downstairs. How do you make that happen?
Yeah. So for us, we haven't done the upstairs, downstairs,
okay.
But it is 9 rooms. So
right.
When we decided we were going to go with a show, we said, how do we do that in our space? Is it flying things in? Is it rolling platforms on? We've done both of those things. We have done a turntable once. So this year we've chosen to do 2 turntables, and it's our first time doing a track system where crew members don't have to necessarily pick things up and set them on stage, but they can just roll across. So it's been a lot of experimenting, a lot of trial and error, but we're really proud of what the students have put in. And everything we use for the fall is going to be used in the spring show, The Drowsy Chaperone, as well.
Nice. Awesome.
So we'll just reconfigure, put it back together, and see how it runs for the spring.
Tell us what it's like to work with this cast.
Oh my gosh, they're amazing. I think that, you know, every time I work with Carrboro High students, but the willingness, the ability to jump in, adapt, take the note that's given, and, you know, give the 110%, that's true of our cast and our crew members, and I think it's what makes Carrboro High students stand out for sure.
Speaking with Brett Stegall again, Riley Simitami and Anna Burgess, Colonel Mustard and Mrs. Peacock, respectively, in Clue, fall play at Carrboro High School this weekend, Thursday night at 7:30, Friday night at 6, Saturday night at 7:30 again. Logistically, what details do people need to know in order to come to the show? Ticket information?
So tickets can be purchased at JAG Theater, that's re.seatyourself.biz. Student tickets are $5, adult tickets are $10, and CHCCS faculty and staff are free. If you come to the 6 o'clock Friday night show, students who take their show ticket to the football gate afterward can get $2 off their football game ticket, and we're calling that our community night.
Awesome.
But we'd love to have as many people there as possible supporting the hard work that these students have been putting in.
And then you can just get tickets at the door, too, probably.
And you can absolutely get tickets at the door. We'd love to see you there.
All right. Got to wrap up this conversation, but before we do, I always end theatrical interviews with the same question. Don't spoil your favorite moment in the show, but what is your second favorite moment in the show? Anna?
Dang.
There's a lot in this one.
I think, okay, my second favorite is probably the dinner scene.
Okay.
Which is kind of towards the beginning.
Early
as you're
on,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
getting to know some of the characters.
This is the first time, really, when you get a sense of how this show is going to go in terms of the speed
right.
and the pace and the humor as well,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Riley, how about you?
Say that.
I'd say my second favorite scene is what we're calling the sneak scene. It's basically a scene where all the characters are kind of running around, try to, you know, sneak around. There's like this big, I don't know how to say this without spoiling the show.
it's just a montage. It's
yeah,
a,
so there's a
yeah.
montage where we're all
gotcha,
running around
gotcha.
Trying to sneak
okay.
around each other. We're all hiding something, and it's really funny because we all have run into each other, have interactions, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
And I'll throw it out there to our singing telegram girl. That's a iconic moment,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
up there, I think, for sure.
Yeah, and then Wadsworth's epic monologue,
yes.
I assume, at the end of the
yep.
show.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a falling chandelier in this one, or?
No, not in this one, okay. But there are other elements.
There are other
that
elements,
make
okay.
up for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still only Phantom for the falling chandelier,
yes, but we
right?
do have
yeah.
chandeliers in
nice.
The show.
I love it. Again, Thursday night at 7:30, Friday night at 6, Saturday night at 7:30 at Carborough High School. It's Clue. I guarantee you it is not to be missed. If you know it, you'll love it. If you don't, just treat yourself. It's going to be a really good time. Brett Stegall, Riley Simatami, Anna Burgess, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.